Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, loaded phones as usual. We'll be taking your calls and covering masses of news. From the police state, the latest Katrina developments, to what's happening with the economy in the next 2 hours. No guests today, just your calls in the news. And we're talking to Steve Mason, who produces the TV show Texas Frontline. And I can't really describe to you how nasty the Mechila Raza groups are. Mecha means, you know, the takeover, and says for our race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. And then you've got La Raza, that means the race. And again, you've got all the big banks funding this as a way to balkanize America and turn us all against each other. And the media all promotes Mexican Independence Day and says this is Mexico. I mean, mainstream media owned by, you know, old white guys. But then UT will not allow Texas Independence Day. It's considered evil. Folks, I'm not joking. I'm not teasing. You know, this is not a joke. You know, I'm tempted. What time is it? I don't even know where my bullhorn is. I moved stuff around the garage. I was trying to find it the other day. And I need to load up the cameras and get some people together to go down there. I mean, I guess I really should go down there. I just get so sick of it, being around a bunch of ignorant people. Why don't you, Mason, what time is this tomorrow?
Gather at 4 p.m. at Riverside and South Congress and march to the Capitol for the rally. You can find this on page 19 of the current Austin Chronicle. But the one I want to
remember the fun of shutting down Vicente Fox?
Pardon me? Oh, yeah.
Tell folks about that.
When Vicente Fox decided to meet with his boyfriend, Rick Perry, at the Texas Governor's Mansion back in November 2003, you know, so the two of them could discuss how to carve up the fat pork of the state of Texas, Alex, you announced it, and you brought out 50 people, and you embarrassed Vicente Fox on public TV.
Well, we shut down his press conference. He couldn't even have it.
Yeah, and that was on the news there. He was disconcerted and highly...
You know, I can't even find the digital tapes of that that we shot. You've got the newscast of that.
I gave you the half-inch tape on that, but I
put... Did that half-inch tape have my report on as well?
Why don't we discuss this later? You know, when we got time?
No, people like to discuss it on air.
Oh, okay, okay.
Let's discuss all the details. What time is it tomorrow?
It starts at 4 o'clock. It's at Riverside and South Congress to march to the Capitol. And you're going to be seeing, for the people in Austin, is you're going to see your elected representative. You never see Lloyd Doggett marching for Texas Independence Day, but he marches arm in arm with illegal alien criminals. And he marches, and he's all for them, but he doesn't care about the people that are put out of work.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going. I got to get my posse of video cameras together. And last time we did this with about 2 hours' notice, we're doing this with a day's notice. I've got to think, you know, should we wait for them down at the Capitol? Because they obviously won't let us on the Capitol grounds, but we've sued them and won. They can't stop us from being right there where Congress runs into the Capitol in that little space. Should we wait for them and be bullhorning as they come, or should I do what I've done with the 100 bureaucrat march known as the Million Moms? Should I walk at the head of them bullhorning them?
I prefer the latter, and I also think that somebody needs to be filming them while they're on campus, and somebody needs to get that smirking face of Lloyd Doggett, and we need to know that, you know, he needs to know that we shall not tolerate our election.
Well, Mason, you've been asking me to do it for days, and I've been in this allergy days, I'm reporting for duty, as they say. And
absolutely.
I want folks, let's just say this. Okay, it's Riverside and Congress at 4 o'clock. Let's just say that we're all going to meet at 3:30 in front of the Capitol, you know, down there in that space between Congress and the Capitol gates. Anybody who loves America, everybody's welcome, especially Hispanics that love America and have fought for this country and know this is part of a larger plan. Be there tomorrow, 4 o'clock. I guess there's no rest for the wicked. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight, piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, folks, enough is enough. They're having Desisays, or whatever you call it, the independence from Spain. And all over the news, Texas used to be Mexico. And so they're celebrating it in downtown Austin. And this is really Mexico. And I'm sitting there watching this on the news. And then Mecha gets to go around saying, for our race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. And La Raza means the race. And then the ACLU and others, and United Farm Workers and the Quakers, they have the nerve to claim that it's racist to want to control our borders, that it's racist to want to stop more illegals from coming in and driving the wages down to nothing and deindustrializing this country. I mean, there's 6.5 billion people in the world. Are they all going to come here? I mean, this is a felony we're talking about. And we already had Vicente Fox show up and claim that this is Mexico. And I went to shut him down with a bullhorn. And I'm going to go out there tomorrow. And I'm not going to spend all day out there. I'm going to get out there about 3:30. And, I mean, understand, folks, the government-controlled groups are going into Desisays, which they promote all over the news, and they get thousands and thousands of people down there. And then these groups show up and go, now let's take over America! Yeah, yeah! And, you know, got a congressman in the middle of it running this thing, and Bush is smirking with Mexican Marines behind him, pushing the La Reconquista. And so I want to see everybody out there that loves America, that thinks this is Texas. I mean, folks, the guy that wrote the Texas Constitution was Hispanic. I mean, about a third of the people in the Army were. It's such a lie that, Hispanics don't have part of Texas heritage. A big part of it, folks. Big part. Muy grande. It is such a lie that, you know, that movie, The Alamo, they put out. And that's why nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to see a lie. Nobody wants to see that bull trying to devalue 183 men, 86 men dying against thousands and thousands and thousands. And I'm sick of it. I don't know what I am. Am I a 7th and 8th generation Texas? I know. Back, we got Spanish land grants, folks, 1829. This is my state. It belongs to anybody that loves Texas. I don't care where you're from. But don't go around shooting your mouth off about how this belongs to Mexico, a corrupt, criminal, narco-terrorist state controlled by Washington. I am not putting up with it. And I'm going to be working on the film, the new film I'm making this weekend, and I got to spend some time with the family, and I was planning to go for a hike or something in the woods, but I guess that can't happen. That's all right. I get, I mean, believe me, I'll take no pleasure in being around a bunch of people all hyped up tribally, all manipulated by Madison Avenue advertisement techniques, But you know what? I have found that even illegal aliens know the truth when they see it, and they're all kind of half-heartedly being manipulated by a few controllers. And I got a sneaking suspicion we'll deprogram a bunch of them. We'll never deprogram the ACLU trash. We'll never deprogram the Quaker people. We'll never deprogram the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan organizations like Mecha and La Raza. And I'm just going to be there reading quotes of these people. I'm going to just be there saying, Mecha said this in this periodical. White people need to be killed and driven out of the United States. Maybe I should blow up video stills of them with images of white people's heads cut off as they talk about how they want to murder us. I mean, you know, imagine if the Klan was dancing around with signs saying we're going to kill all the black people and images of blacks' heads cut off. I mean, that's disgusting. And I'm sick of it. No, they're building an army. An army. And most Hispanics don't want to be part of it, but they say, hey, you don't want to be with them, do you? And then they see Americans, whether they're black or white, getting mad, and they say, okay, I better join it. I better just join the La Reconquista, and then some kind of weird pride thing. You know, it's like Democrats that worship Clinton. It's a pride thing. It's like Republicans that worship Bush. You're being conned. You're being manipulated. Well, the same thing goes for the La Reconquistas. I want to see you tomorrow, 3:30, to form up. To form up, it's right there on the, I guess what you'd call the south side of the Capitol. They don't let you on the Capitol grounds without a permit for a demonstration. There's the big iron gates, and right down in front of it is the road. Is about 20 feet of pavement by the road, and the state police are real nice. They're fans of the show. I don't want to get them in trouble, but they're big, big fans. I have to fight them off not to take me inside and give me coffee. So don't worry about them. And it's going to be real nice. And I just say we stay right there because the APD's been known to provocateur. They've gotten a lot of cash, a lot of rewards from Fox for La Reconquistas. And I think it'll be better to not dance around engaging the La Reconquista horde. It'll just be better to stay down there on the state police territory jurisdiction, and as they come sneaking and snapping down the road, we will be there megaphoning them and getting the truth out. And I guess I got to go home, and I'll write a little press release up about this, and no rest in fighting the wicked, I tell you. And we'll get that out, and just rally! Rally to me, folks. Come down tomorrow. You know, the old term rally was the term when you were surrounded by enemy forces. It's a Roman term for forming a square. So rally. And then we're going to wheel, and we're going to face as a wedge the oncoming torrent of slime. All right, as we've always done. I'm excited. Yes! rally to me tomorrow for Texas and America against the enemies of America. Now there's the call. Will the call be answered? I know it will. 3:30. Be there. You get to face down La Reconquista's head on. Head on. I want to see you there. Been shooting your mouths off, a lot of you, out there about what you're going to do against the New World Order. You cannot find a better place to do something. All right, I want to see you there tomorrow. Especially all my good Hispanic friends that love this country and know this is part of a master plan. It takes real courage for them, and they've got the courage, let me tell you, to sit there in this manipulated, artificially created system to get us all against each other. And let me tell you, if any scum shows up, and we've had a few provocateurs show up, we've traced them back to being cops before, and they'll try to, you know, put out, but usually they need a weeks or weeks notice to do this. They probably won't be there, and they'll try to, you know, be there for the news cameras and hand out some stuff that'll be just as racist as the La Reconquistas. We don't put up with that, and you'll get bullhorned too. And you'll get followed to your police car, or we'll get your plates. We'll pay a private investigator to run that information, and we'll find out that you work for the cops, and we'll put you on the web. So don't show up, or I'm going to blow your cover. And every time I threaten this, because I've done it before, they don't show up. I will blow your cover if you show up. Do you understand me, punks? I will blow your cover, period. And your $3,000 a month is going to be gone forever. You're going to be on the web, and millions of people are going to see you. You got it? Don't show up, provocateurs, or I'm going to ace you. All right, let's go ahead and take calls. I'm sorry. I'm feeling good now. Oh, man. Ah. All right, let's go ahead and take a call. Carton, Florida, welcome, and thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, it's my pleasure. How are you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Well, the first thing, and this wasn't even what I was calling about, but listening about it got me a thing about something I've seen on the History Channel a lot this week concerning Texas and the Mexicans trying to come up and claim it again. You know, Florida was given to the U.S. to try to appease us before Mexico got their independence. And over here in the northeastern part of Florida, we've had a, I'd hate to say it, but a huge increase of Hispanic-speaking-only people. Just
sir, it is 30 million at least, and then now they're running around saying it's their country and they want more, and Washington is financing it.
I agree with you. I guess we're going to have to start up here next like you're doing out there in Texas. And God love Texas, because I spent 8 years stationed there with the Coast Guard in Houston Base. I love that state with a passion.
Well, we really appreciate the Coast Guard. Really do a lot of good service. What do you think of just everything that's happening?
Oh, Lord, I'm afraid I'd get you censored if I started doing that. But let me comment on the two things I called you about, which you actually made my wife have to say I was right after 22 years of marriage. Wednesday night, we're sitting there watching the news on CNN, and this time, black guy that was broadcasting for him had a sort of thick European accent, and he's talking about the helicopters rescuing people. Well, they pan over there, and all of a sudden, my wife's beating me on the side of the head, talking about, look, baby, that guy you listened to, Alex Jones, was right about the black helicopters. I'm like, what? And I look over there, lo and behold, there's a nice Kiowa sitting there, flat black, no identification marks, big Doppler radar dome above it.
I know, I've been seeing those Delta Force command copters in there.
And, you know, that's ridiculous there. And then my other comment was about this elderly lady that got arrested for the sandwiches.
Yes.
Well, CNN showed, they had a guy that was there downtown, and he confronted this lady, a black lady, that had about 7 or 8 bags full of tennis shoes. You know, Nike, Converse, New Balance, different ones like that. And he asked her, he says, didn't you know that's illegal? This is like the day after the storm. And she goes, well, we got to walk in this water, and, you know, I want shoes to wear. Well, I hadn't heard her about being in jail. If they'll come out here, or better yet, if they'll tell me where to show up, I'll do the lady's time to sit in jail for stealing the sandwiches.
I know. It's just crazy. Oh, we're going to put you in jail for, what is she facing, like 20 years or something? For sandwiches, but this other lady, exactly. We have cops on video with their badge number stealing. Thanks for the call, sir. We'll be right back with more calls, more news.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there is a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
All right, let's just blast through your calls because there is a ton of news I want to get to. We're coming up on the halfway point of this Friday edition. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Alex. The other night my wife was watching, I believe, MSNBC, and on there, there was, going across the bottom of the screen, she said, it said something about Cheney visits the Katrina experiment. And I was wondering if anybody else seen that or just... I can't find nothing about that. That was the only time it was shown. Just wondering if anybody...
Well, I've heard them comment many times that they're learning from this and that this is a simulation and that this is a war game. Look, they call Afghanistan a laboratory. They call Iraq a laboratory.
Yeah, I've heard you say that a bunch of times. I thought it was just kind of interesting that it was actually shown on TV. that they actually came out and said that.
Well, they're doing all sorts of psychological testing on us right now.
And then the other thing I'd like to say is thank you for your coverage on the mercury in the vaccines and everything. That one hits really close to home here, so I'd like to thank you for that.
Well, no, sir, I mean, look, I'm just trying to do a public service announcement. I mean, we've got to expose that the government knowingly puts this in there and knowingly brain damages children. That's not our opinion. The CDC documents, the minutes from their corporate meetings in 2000 at the board of directors, the highest levels of the government agency, said we know this is brain damaged millions. We've got to cover this up. And they haven't taken it out. They've increased it.
I believe that my son's pediatrician believes that that's why he is the way he is. And he came out and straight out and said that's what it is. So,
was your son developing until he got a buildup of the injections?
Yes.
How old was he, 18 months?
I'd say probably about two. It was probably around his last set of shots, I believe.
Yeah, that's when it builds up to critical mass. And so let me guess, your son had developed nicely, was doing fine, and then he kind of changed quite a bit after that last round?
Yeah, he started talking normally.
Oh, my
God. You know, a few words here and there, and then all of a sudden it just stopped. And my grandmother came to visit, and my cousin, who was about the same age as my son, had the same problem. And she said, you know, you got to get him to the doctor. You got to get him looked at. And that's when we started. It's been,
and to give you an idea, folks, is they've gone from 1 in 25,000 having it to 1 in 168. I mean, this is, and again, most children, it just brain damages them a little bit because they want to reduce our IQ and our cognitive levels. Literally, this is official. But with some children, and just God bless you, pray. How old's your son?
He'll be 7.
Has he gotten better? Or?
We've been going for 4 years now, just trying to get him diagnosed. And so we could get help with different therapies and stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to, I'm not going to give you medical advice. Do what you want. don't let him put him on medication.
No, I refuse any of that. I mean, we got problems with him sleeping at night, and they want us to put him on something for sleeping, and I won't do that.
They're murdering bastards. Thanks for the call. God bless you. That just tears my guts out, tears my heart out. Oh, man. I mean, we got Senator Biden talking to Roberts during confirmation about ruling on forcible chips in the population. We got the Mexican Attorney General making his employees take it. We got the government passing forced psychological testing, forced psychological drugging for all the children. We got the state of Texas trying to pass laws to put chips in all the cars, the taxes. Barely beat that. We got troops running around engaging in gun confiscation. We got cancer viruses and mercury in the vaccines. New cancer viruses being reported on every week by the big medical journals. We've got cancer doubling every 10 years. We've got totally open borders, signing deals for Mexican troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists. We've got just bonkers, total insanity, world government. Just, I'm living in an insane asylum. I mean, it's just, and I have to go out tomorrow, and you do too. You better be there, folks. Believe me, I'm tired. I don't want to do this. You better be out there tomorrow. When the La Reconquistas, I mean, these people say America belongs to them. They say Texas doesn't exist. They say this is theirs. Well, then if it's so good, go back to Mexico. And they're going to have Lloyd Doggett and a bunch of white people leading them who just want to use them as a political tool to break down this country. I'm not putting up with it. So we got a job to do. Let's do it. And I just get angry. Look, folks, if you're black, if you're white, if you're Hispanic, I care about you the same, and you know that in your gut. Listen, I'm telling you straight. Why were you taught from being a child by a government that you know enslaves you that America's bad and that you're going to take over? Did you know our government funded that? Now, do you like being conned? I'm asking you a question. Now, join us. If you love your family, if you love dignity, if you love freedom, throw in with the Texans, like your forefathers did against Santa Anna the dictator, who the Mexicans later overthrew. Throw in with us. Join us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I'm the type of person that might take 5 Tylenols a year, maybe. And those 5 Tylenols will be at one time, you know, when I got a cold. I might get a cold every 2 years or something, but Austin is the capital of allergies in the United States. If you look at the literature, it is the worst, because 4 different types of, flora and fauna, different regions, come together here in Texas, right here in central Texas. And so we are the capital of allergies. We have the, you know, most bizarre forms of trees and weeds. And, you know, I grew up in Dallas and never had allergies, and I would laugh at friends who had it. Oh, I can't come out today. I can't go, you know, ride dirt bikes or whatever because my allergies are so bad. And they'd be, you know, nose running, eyes dripping, and I'd, you're a wimp. You know, because back then I'd get sick about every 3 years. And, I was never sick. And then after living in Austin about 10 years, about 5-6 years ago, I started getting allergies. And, man, they are painful. You know, the pressure in your sinuses, the headaches, all of it, and they get worse and worse. And people are always, go to the doctor. And so, go to the doctor, give me some prescription pills, don't work. Well, I just was walking through the store yesterday, and I said, I'll buy some of that Zicam. By the way, they're not a sponsor, folks. I just, if something works, and it may not work for you, I'm going to plug it. I'm sure it's probably not good for you or something, but frankly, I don't care if it gives me relief. I mean, this is, it's given me like 90% relief. I was almost not doing shows. I mean, it's been, one of these things triggered a migraine headache last week I talked about on air. But Zicam, I got the allergy relief seasonal non-drowsy. Oh, yeah, you'll be non-drowsy. That's the only side effect so far. And it just knocked it out, folks. Knocked it out. So there is a plug for Zicam. And, I mean, I've tried Sudafed and other over-the-counter stuff. Did absolutely nothing but made me be wide awake in pain. But this Zicam is really effective. Lord knows what's in it. I can't even pronounce the four ingredients this has got. One of the things it has is good old-fashioned sulfur. Wonder what that does. But Lufa operacatilia, Galafina glosca, Histaminum hydrochloricium. Anyways, that does the, I'm sure it's horrible or something, but all right, I'm sorry. I'm just a little bit happy not to be in pain. At the same time, and see, I'm ready now to charge out and face the La Reconquistas tomorrow at 3:30, peaceably and happily. I'm going to be there bullhorning them, saying Santa Anna was a tyrant. You overthrew him. Shortly after you overthrew Spain, we're going to be pointing that out. Why don't you celebrate Texas independence? A third of the people that fought in the war for independence were Hispanic. The individual that wrote the Constitution was Hispanic. What is your problem? The number two person in the government was Hispanic. What is wrong with you? Did you know that Mecha, that their maxim is for the race everything, outside the race nothing? La Raza means the race. What's wrong with you? Wake up. You're just the vanguard of illegals from the third world. There's billions that want to come here. The globalists want to drive down wages. And, you know, that's the truth, and that's a message the media can't deal with. And I'm going to be there tomorrow, and I hope you'll come out with us, and I want to see you there. I want to see you there tomorrow, 3:30, at the Capitol, south side of the Capitol, not on the Capitol grounds, but right up in between 11th Street, where Congress runs into 11th Street, right in front of the Capitol. There is an area where a couple hundred people can congregate comfortably in front of the gates, and it's a no-man's land, and the state police will leave you alone there, so will the APD. And then as the La Reconquistas come marching down, we are going to be there bullhorning them. I'm going to have to get my bullhorn out of mothballs. I don't know. I used my bullhorn a few months ago. I used a gigantic one to bullhorn Parliament. But that was a lot of fun. 2 days after I did that, they banned protesting around the Parliament. And no, they didn't. That's already, that legend has already begun that I got it banned. They were already had the bills introduced and were going to pass it on that Monday, and I was there bullhorning them on a Saturday. So they were already doing it. That's why I went there and bullhorned them. Just so happened that while I was there, they were in the process of banning it. But regardless, folks, it'll be a lot of fun. And, I mean, how dare these people? How dare Lloyd Doggett? How dare these people sit here and say this isn't Texas? I mean, that's what they say, folks. I've got former Mayor Gus Garcia saying that Hispanics are a God race, the supreme superior race. And then Daryl Slusher has these Aztec people up there to proclaim it. And, you know, says, I agree, because he's married to a Hispanic lady, my daughter is a supreme race. I mean, this is Hitler stuff, folks. And it's totally acceptable. It's totally kosher with the media. And I'm not putting up with it. I'm not putting up with it for 10 seconds. So Fox thought he'd come here and walk all over us, and I shut him down. I shut his press conference down. And he hadn't been back since. And I am going to stand up against these people tomorrow, and I hope you'll join me. All right, now you see I've thrown my lot in against this, so I'm now all hyped up and jabbering, but let's just accelerate through your calls. Who's up first here? Lauren, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Missouri, Alex.
Welcome.
This is Laura.
Well, you know, we can't get names right, so what we'll do is we're going to start over, and I'm going to ask you where you're calling from and what your name is.
Okay.
What is your name, ma'am?
Laura.
Okay, where are you calling from, Laura?
Missouri.
Missouri. Okay, thank you. Welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to get out there that my husband was at a FEMA distribution
center.
Yeah, center. And there was lots of truck drivers that were stopped there and have been there for days and weeks. And, like, one person was there for, like, a week. But these truck drivers had just been sitting there waiting to get filled with ice.
Yeah, how long ago was this that they wouldn't let you, wouldn't let them bring the supplies in?
The supplies in? I'm not sure about that. My husband was just stopped there. I mean, he wasn't, you know, picking up a load there or anything, but these other truck drivers.
But he said that, I mean, how long ago was this? And then that'll tell us how long they've been there.
It was last night. It was last night, and
yeah, well, people are so generous in America that we let La Rican Quistas walk all over us. We also have sent so much food and water that it literally is piled up to the rafters in hundreds of warehouses, and FEMA's never letting any of it get in.
No. And, Alex, they're putting security cameras on all the trucks there. They're putting cameras on the trucks that are stopped there to pick up loads.
Oh, to make sure they don't steal. Well, it's like 1,500 firefighters show up to volunteer while the city had, you know, multiple fires at any one time burning. And they said, okay, it's time for your 7 days of anti-sexual harassment training.
Mm-hmm.
Where you learn to be politically correct and lay down to the La Rican Quista. I mean, imagine if we went to Mexico about the thousands and said, this is our country. Of course, they'll say, well, this is Mexico. This was never Mexico, folks. It was the Spanish. It was the French. It was the... I mean, yeah, Mexico had a few forts and a few people here, and then most of them stayed here and are happy ever after. I mean, I'm sick of it. Mexico's just some territory dominated by Spain. So stop acting like it's your country. It's not. I'm sorry. I'm getting hyped up. Go ahead.
And, Alex, before this had happened, I'd had a dream that I was driving in my car, and it was real life, and there was police and black ski masks blocking off the highway.
Oh, they're good.
And they had stopped me and told me to get out of my car. And they had checked me to make sure I didn't have anything on me. And they put me on a stretcher. All of a sudden, I was on a stretcher. My belly was laying on, you know, my back was... I was laying on my belly, and I could see that they were putting a big needle in my neck. And it was for a microchip. And...
Oh, yes. No, I think that's your brain is manifesting the reality of what's coming, that the troops are being trained to forcibly inject us official Army documents. They are openly talking about it on the news, and when they set off the nukes, then, you know, a year or two after the whole breakdown of society, then they're going to have armed goons running around that will do anything to keep that power. And I know that's scary, and it should be scary. And
you know what, Alex? I'm going to stand against it. I am not going to fall. I know, you know, that I'm just going to tell as many people as possible, and if we just all stand together, you know, and hold our own, they will fail. My husband was there at that distribution center, and he was telling people how bad FEMA is, how corrupt they are, and people, and the people that worked in FEMA, the people that were in the front desk, ran away. You know, they just went out of the room, into another room, because they're scared. They are scared. If good people can stand against them and they don't be weak, they will get scared and they will taller away. They will not, you know.
Well, they tried to bluster and say we couldn't come back in the city, and then they wanted all our guns, and then people didn't go along with it. Well, good job. You listen, you keep it up. You keep it up, and God bless you, and take care. And no, we should be crying. We should be freaked out. I mean, we got foreigners stomping all over us, going, we're the race.
For our race, everything. For you, nothing. We got signs. We're going to kill you. They hold up signs. We're going to murder you. And the media goes, oh, aren't they sweet? Aren't they good? Aren't they nice? You're bad if you're against it. You're bad if you're not for it. It's sick. They got Bush prancing around. All these people prancing around. I'm sick of it. I'm not putting up with it. I mean, folks, Andy Rooney, Senator Biden, Sean Hannity, dozens and dozens of shows on TV. Everybody needs a chip. Oh, it's so cool. In the near future, you may be made to take a chip. I've had the CEO of the company on. I've had the chief scientist on. I've had their European head distributor on. I have the sheriff of Bergen County on. And he said, yeah, I've taken the chip, and I think they're gonna, you know, we ought to force everybody to take it, and I'll enforce that. I mean, they all say it. I had the European distributor on. He said, the chip will prevail. Yes, there is a day coming when everyone will have to have a chip. It's good. That's their plan, folks. That's their plan. That's their plan. And they can't have a middle class because the middle class is self-sufficient and not dependent on them. So they're gonna drive our wages down. They're going to break our economy down. You think 30 million illegals is bad? Oh, they got plans for 30 million more in the next 10 years. And then it's going to accelerate. Once they've got that voting block, those fools are going to vote to open the borders, and it's all the Latin Americans. And there are 20 new million births a year. And it's Chinese. And it's all the Russians. And it's Africa, just all of it. And Asia, just pouring in. America will look like Blade Runner. And then it isn't going to matter. It's just going to be a mad scrabble for resources which they control. We're being brought down right now. Listen to me. Listen to me. I want Hispanics, and I want blacks, and I want whites. I want Americans. You are all welcome and loved. And at every one of the rallies I've had against the Rican cases, we've had a lot of Hispanics show up. I want you there tomorrow. Because that'll help the Hispanics who've been conned, who are with these Reconquistas, who've been told that America's evil and Texas is evil and they don't know history, they're ignorant just like everybody else in America is. We can, when they see that, it really flips them. And then I'm going to be there explaining to them. Last time we had somebody in Spanish there explaining it to them. We're going to be there explaining this to them and breaking the conditioning. So we need you there tomorrow to stand up against this disgusting piece of filth, Lloyd Doggett, who I've confronted several times of old, but a long time, it's probably been 8 years since I've stood and confronted Lord Doggett. And I will stand up and I will speak out against that piece of filth who wants to be a robber baron, who wants to be, you know, who wants to sit over, this racial divide. I mean, this is insane, folks. Again, the name of the organizations, MECHA, which is a big acronym for the Aztecian rulership takeover, basically. And then, I forget the exact term, and then their motto is, for our race, everything, outside the race, nothing. And then, what does La Raza mean? La Raza, the race. They got radio stations around here called The Race. There's another one called The Invader. And my wife speaks fluent Spanish, man. She's heard it. I mean, it's just like, the Riquiquis is going with. Hey, I'm sick of it. You're being played like a fiddle by the New World Order. And I will stand against it. You're not going to get anything out of this, you fools. And again, your La Reconquista leaders know that. A lot of them are CIA and FBI. They were all trained at big universities. They're on the payroll, folks. Just like Gloria Steinem was CIA, she admits. And Miss Magazine was a CIA front to break up the family and turn women and men against each other. And the big textbooks they use for social workers calling the family a disease. I want to tell Hispanics who are very pro-family and have got a lot of great values and are a people I frankly like. Let me tell you something. You love your family? The people you've thrown your lot in with are sworn to destroy your families. Did you know that Lloyd Doggett and the rest of them love Planned Parenthood? And did you know Margaret Sanger, the founder of it, gave awards to Hitler, got awards from Hitler, called black people and Mexicans weeds? You know you're thrown in with people that call you weeds? You're thrown in with people that call you subhuman? Now you will join me, and you will join me now! You will preserve your family. You will get your head screwed on straight. And you will come down there tomorrow. This is about survival. You will see through the fog, you will see through the lies, and you will wake up and you will think for yourself, and you know in your guts I'm telling you the truth. You listen to me right now. Every one of you yuppies and liberal white people that control the La Reconquista and all of you, you better get out of what you've been involved in. You're destroying this country, and you're not going to get power out of it. We're dealing with very evil, cunning controllers that are manipulating us against each other. We have got to come together against the New World Order. We've got to come together against the New World Order right now. Rally to me tomorrow, 3:30, south side of the Capitol. Rally to me. Do it. Defend the Republic. Defend Texas. Fellow Texians, and that goes for the Tejanos, everybody. This is our state. This is our country. This is America. It doesn't belong to Bush or Vicente Fox or the La Reconquistas.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Major TV stations and radio stations and the sellout neocon radio stations have been perpetually promoting, come out for Mexican Independence Day. They wouldn't dare mention Texas Day, though. Oh, that's evil. And they've all quietly covered it up that this is Mecha and La Raza and the rest of it, and despicable Lloyd Doggett. And again, get out of the left-right paradigm. Michael McCall's just as despicable or more so on a host of other fronts. It's just now time to resist these people. And I want to see you down there tomorrow. We're going to go to Fred and Howard and Betty and a bunch of other callers. Got a whole other hour coming up and tons of news. I got to plug this at least once. I didn't talk about it in the first hour. number one, the way you support this broadcast and what we do, if you believe in what we're doing, is my documentary films and the books and other videos and things we carry on InfoWars.com. Plus, of the best books and videos I've found out there, bar none, that we carry in our shopping cart in our store. Also, you can get any of my 12 films. Big discounts when you get multiple titles. I mean, you can get American Dictators, one of my best documentaries about the false left-right paradigm, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, for $5.95 when you buy one copy for $19.95. Just because I want to get it out to people. So you'll get one copy for yourself, another copy to give as a gift in a nice package. Also, Martial Law, it's a mini-series, and it covers who the globalists are and how they operate. The 3 hours long, $24.95, get a second copy for $19.95, down to $14 when you order more copies. When you get any three of my films, they are reduced by $5.95 apiece, whenever you order three or more of any of the titles. And I carry a bunch of other great videos, the JPFOs, pro-gun videos, just amazing. The Loss of Liberty video about that terrorist attack to be blamed on Egypt. I mean, these are all important, and you need to have them. So go to InfoWars.com and peruse the Safe Secure shopping cart on the bookstore there. Watch the free video clips of the films. Watch the trailers. Read about them. Look at the different discounts. Take advantage of it. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, now up for a year and a half. Hundreds of weekly TV reports, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the best audio interviews, special text reports, e-books, all my films. A bunch of other films, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv, or simply call toll-free to get the films that you can ask questions and order when you call, 1-888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead and I want to go to Howard first. Howard, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I got something. I know you're going to love this. I live up here in a little town just south of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we had an emergency drill that basically went live today. Kent County was holding an emergency disaster exercise, and it was suspended because of a suspicious package. Apparently a bomb threat had been called in.
The feds have been doing that for 10 years. They'll leave packages that say anthrax, they'll leave suspicious packages, or they'll call in a fake threat. This that later came out, say, on Greyhound bus. Then they pull over a real Greyhound bus and search it with three different teams for 9 hours. We caught video of that going on in Temple, Texas. So, absolutely. Look, they declared a fake nuclear spill in 2000 here in Texas and then later admitted it was fake. They do this. They're criminals. Go ahead and finish up.
Anyway, apparently it involved 300 first responders and 900 volunteer victims, and the 900 were, you know, school kids. So,
oh, yeah. It's always the same, and they'll tell them homeschoolers are going to attack you. They'll splatter fake blood on them. And kids, instead of going to school now, learn to go lay down and have men with guns aim machine guns at them.
Yeah, run, fear, fear, fear. Anyway,
So this was on the news?
Yeah, it was on the news. I emailed you the link.
Listen, we got to get that posted, and will you tape it off the news and send it to me?
I can try. I don't know if I can get my VCR.
You know what? Stay there. I want to talk to you on the other side. Oh, yeah. They'll be replaying it tonight, terrorizing you. This is the nature of terrorism. They're training you how to be captured by them.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.